Remember in the part one of building your buyer's crash kit, you heard me tell a story where I was sitting on the top deck of a cruise ship in the port of Barbados, and that lady called me almost a year later. Where did she get my name and number? Off that magnet I had on her fridge.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Wow, here we go. Part three of three on building your buyer's crash kit. And it's everything you need to do a deal. This is Toolbox Tuesdays, and let's just jump right into it. So part three is items that you're going to put in your vehicle, like in the door pockets or in the glove box or on the sun visor. But you're going to have these in every vehicle that you drive. And so number one is business cards. I want you to carry business cards in your pocket and make yourself give out 30 to 50 business cards a day. That doesn't mean that 30 to 50 people put those business cards out. And say you go to a car wash, they got a bulletin board there. Take 20 of your business cards and pinch them across the bottom of that bulletin board. Then people will grab your card instead of trying to scribble something down, and you don't have to fight over a push pin and remove somebody else's. But anyway, so business cards, put those in your door pocket. Next up is stop by Office Depot or Staples and buy you a 25-pack or 10-pack of business card magnets. And then here's the way that's going to work. So when you pull up to, you got an appointment, see somebody's got a house for sale, well, then you're going to take out two business cards, grab one of those magnets, a business card magnet, and peel the sticker, the paper off of it, put your business card on there. And then when you go to see Henry and Ethel or whatever, you shake Henry's hand and say, here's my business card. And then as you're walking through their home, they have a refrigerator in the kitchen and say, hey, I got a special gift for you. You just slap that on their fridge. Don't ask if you can, because they will always say no. Now, remember in the part one of building your buyer's crash kit, you heard me tell a story where I was sitting on the top deck of a cruise ship in the port of Barbados, and that lady called me almost a year later. Where did she get my name and number? Off that magnet I had on her fridge. So this stuff works. So you're going to have business card magnets. The other one is door hangers. And door hangers can be used for all kinds of things. So I like the door hanger that I like. You can get them at Zoo Printing or Vista Print, real heavy cardstock. And don't get it generic looking where it blends in like wallpaper. You want this thing to be outrageous. Okay, so it stands out like a sore thumb. So if you're driving down the street and you see a vacant house or what looks vacant, got mail piled up, so you can scribble a message on this door hanger and you can put it on that door, okay? And that's a whole lot better than a business card sitting there. And you can also use it for other things in your business, missed work order appointments. You can just do all kinds of things with the door hangers. Those things, I buy them 1,000 at a time. Okay, another one is postcards. So have a postcard made up and have it pre-printed, okay, cardstock. And it doesn't have to be fancy and super duper color, but it's got to have an effective message. Like, we buy houses, we rent homes, and it's just a giant business card. And then as you drive around town, take a different route to work this day and look for stuff. Okay. You got your feelers on, your eyes and ears are open, and you see an address there. Well, scribble down that address and mail it to whoever the owner is. Mail one to that address, mail one to the owner after you look that up. And so you can have your postcards with you all the time. So in the door pockets or business cards, magnets, door hangers, postcards, you're going to have your buyer crash kit briefcase in each vehicle. And then part one was everything you're going to have, your mini piss cards and all those apps that are on your cell phone. And I tell you what, guys, this will allow you to do a deal anywhere, anytime. Now, I'm going to go back and just cover one little area that I should have covered in part two. But remember the briefcase, that's where you're going to have your simple one-page offers that you're going to make to your seller. Well, if you remember in part one, I talked about Adobe Scan. So no longer do you have to get pre-printed forms and use that NCR carbonless paper and blah, 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 blah. Use the El Cheapo copy paper from Office Depot or Staples or even Amazon if it's cheaper there. And then after you fill out your offer, after you create your offer, and then Henry and Sally say, okay, we'll do it. They sign it. Odds are a lot of them will ask, can I have a copy of that? And say, sure. So what you'll do then is pull out your cell phone, use Adobe Scan, take a picture of it, and then ask them what their email is, and you email it to them, and that's how they get their copy of it. So this stuff is pretty slick. It works. I'm excited. I wish I'm going to talk more with David Lecko on DealMachine.com, because I think DealMachine.com, if they will allow us to put more photos and notes in there on each lead, that could probably replace the mini pitch card. So if you've got something that you like that's working and that it's free, let me know. And another one you can put on there for your cell phone and your desktop is Google Keep, K-E-E-P, and it's like Post-it notes. And so if you like a lot of Post-it notes, and you can label them and categorize them into leads, prospects, tenants, apartments, land, single family. So this is all good stuff. And that wraps up the third part of this three-part series on building your buyer's crash kit. Adios, and see you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.